You know, the cause is under investigation. It's called the Grizzly Creek Fire. It started down by the interstate, and it's burned up into the canyon. And it's between No Name Creek and Grizzly Creek, burning right now to the east and northeast, so towards Grizzly Creek. You know, folks in this area familiar with the canyon know it's pretty rugged. So, you know, we have some firefighters on the ground, you know, along the interstate. But in terms of getting firefighters onto the ground, you know, up where it's actively burning right now is just not a safe thing to do. So we've been using air tankers and a heavy helicopter to try to check its spread. As folks know, it's extremely dry out here. And so once this fire got going, I mean, anyone who was in town saw how quickly that plume grew. So it's just very difficult conditions to fight this fire.
How big is the fire right now?
You know, so it's growing. When it's this early in an incident, you give your best estimate. But we're looking at about 500 acres right now. And it'll probably be larger than that the next update I give. But right now we're at about 500 acres. It grew pretty fast.
Is the Glenwood Springs water supply at risk?
So we're coordinating closely with the city and in Glenwood Springs Fire. So we're aware of the infrastructure that's in there. For the water supply, there's not an immediate threat to it, but that is something that we're watching very closely.
How many fire departments are on this fire right now?
So we had a very good coordinated response between the Upper Colorado River Fire, which is the Forest Service and BLM, and with local fire departments, Glenwood Fire, Roaring Fork Fire, Carbondale Gypsum, and I'm probably missing a few there, and also Garfield County and Garfield County Sheriff's Office. So quite a coordinated response.
Wow.
Working closely with CDOT and XL. So we're all working on this together.